Hey everybody, it is July 12th, 2018. It's Geeks Next Door, episode 118. How are you guys doing?
What's up?
We're doing good. How are you?
I'm good. We are Ryan-less tonight because of power issues.
Where is Ryan? Where is Ryan?
There's always something with that guy.
Yeah.
Power. Darn I'm out storms. Of town.
He did not heed the words of Mr. Tannen in Back to the Future 2 is, if there's going to be a lot of water, you need more power.
Right, yeah, it's true.
So let's start tonight. I want to talk to you guys about a little, we're going to go to the parade tonight. There was a parade in Maple Grove. It was raining. It sucked. But we didn't go because it was raining, and it got delayed. And because it got delayed, the baby decided to go home and go to bed, so we missed the parade, which is fine. You know, there's other parades. This one kind of sucks anyways. It's really close to Dave Tuzo, so it's not good at all.
Walking distance.
But tell me...
It's too long.
Oh, the parade?
Yeah, it's still going.
Seriously?
Well, by the time it gets by our house, it usually... It ends probably right around now. So,
it's dark.
Yeah, it just takes forever.
Well, it got started super late, so...
Yeah, it was delayed like...
It rained last year, too.
That's true, but only a little bit. Today it like stormed, and like it was reading the Facebook pages for the Maple Grove. They're like, "Is this thing still happening? What's happening?" One person was like, "Can somebody check my blanket? Is it wet enough? Is it dry enough to sit on?"
Oh, God. That's funny.
No, it wasn't.
But anyways, we're talking about parades. Give me a parade memory that sticks out in your mind. Do you like parades? Do you hate parades? What's something you remember about parades in your youth or growing up or whenever the fuck you feel like it? What's a parade thing that sticks out to you or that you enjoy about parades or hate about parades or either way? Give me something good.
All right. I guess I'll go.
All right.
Okay, so parades. I remember a time I went to a parade with my grandma. She always likes parades.
How old were you?
I don't
know
what. Junior high, maybe?
Okay. So you were probably 21, sure.
Right.
He got held back a lot.
Right. So I remember seeing, like, old people driving by in their, like, old people bus, and I leaned over to my grandma, and I'm like, "Grandma, aren't you glad that's not you?"
How did she respond?
She just snickered at me and laughed.
That's cool. I like that. That's funny. Good job. Way to make fun of your grandma. How about you, Dave, too? You got any parade memories?
I always enjoyed the marching bands, just because it was a big part of our family growing up.
Love a
parade. with my brother Timmy being involved and having to go with travel with the Maple Grove Marching Band and go and visit. I mean, it's always fun to watch them perform, but nowadays it's they're a lot smaller than what it used to be, and they never were there. No, the marching band itself. Oh. And they just don't really perform anymore. So,
oh.
No, it's just like...
What do you mean they don't perform?
Quick. Like, in the past, at the Maple Grove Parade, the Maple Grove Marching Band, the Osseo Marching Band, would be in their full uniform, and they would do their whole big musical number performance, right? And be judged and all that. Now, in their own home parade, it's pretty much their percussion, their drum line, and that's it. And they just walk playing the drums. They don't perform anymore.
Well, isn't that because there's only specific performance dates? Like, you know, like you're only performing this time, and sometimes it's too hot, so you can't wear your uniform. You watch out for our kids.
As a host band, they don't get judged anymore.
You're a host
band. So they just pretty much just walk and don't perform.
I gotcha.
But most of the time they wear their... Because they get judged on their costumes and... on their performance.
Right. So. Okay.
Quick question. Tim was a baton twirler, right? Or one of flag people?
Flags.
No, he was trumpet.
Huh. Hmm. Okay. Huh. You were in band. You weren't in marching band?
I was orchestra.
You were in orchestra. You weren't in marching orchestra then?
I could have. I could have done the rifles.
Get the cello out.
Another quick question. Is it hard to walk and blow your trumpet?
Hey, Tim A.
Yeah.
Kevin Fried.
Kevin Fried, Tim. Kevin Fried.
That's funny. Good job, Adam. All right. Adam.
Yeah. Adam, remember that time when you polymorph pooped yourself?
Yeah, that was funny. That was funny.
I don't remember that. What is that?
I have no idea.
All right. Well, okay. I grew up in Osu. Osu was cool. I grew up at the end of the marching band parade route practice area. And by the time they got to our house, because it's basically, you know, you go all the way down 3rd Street, right down the middle, and then they get to the end of 3rd Street, and you have nothing to do except for turn around. So they would get there, and they'd be like, "Woo, we're hot." And my mom would be like, "Go get the hose and give those parade guys or those marching band people some water." And we'd turn on a hose, and they'd drink from the water. And that is what I grew up knowing marching bands with. And that's the reason I never joined a marching band.
You're like, "You guys are drinking from my hose? Fucking get like out
my, here. Like my
garbage
dog?
People. Yeah.
You drink water? Wait,
garbage people.
Sweat that much? No, thank you.
You drink water, like, from the toilet? Doesn't even make sense.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Yeah, but parades are cool, and they're especially cool when you have kids, and kids really enjoy parades. And I like parades because I think it's just a general fun atmosphere of happiness, and you try to be happy, and you have fun, and parades are awesome. The end.
Sure.
All right, Dave.
Yeah, I think parades are pretty fun because there's that kid like thing of looking down the line, going, oh shit, man, fire trucks are coming, dude. Oh shit, you hear that band? They're fucking killing it.
Yeah.
But then you'd always get the band where they'd be like, "Ugh, it's our rest time," and they'd be like, just walk by. You'd be like,
boo,
this band, boo. I did like, I don't know, it's been years. But when there was all the old people riding on the cart, where they were saying that they were the master gardeners, and I said I was the masturbator, that made those old people really uncomfortable, and I thought that was really fun.
Yeah, that was in Osseo. The parade route was going right in front of Derek's house where I was living, and we were all sitting in the front yard, and there was an old lady who had a sash on, and she said... And she was walking by, it said Master Gardener, and like Dave somehow got her attention. She came over and said, I'm a Master Gardener. And he said to her directly, "I'm a masturbator." And then she left, and nobody really figured out how to respond to that.
Oh, it was so much fun.
But I would like to point out that this whole exercise has been one big mind game to see if I can get Dave to tell that story. And that was successful! Yay!
Yeah, sure, sure.
All right. Adam, in your best Ryan impression, tell me what you like about parades.
Well, there's two, actually.
I'm glad you went there.
Yep.
The first one.
No, you win. You win. I just got it. I'm amazing. Let's start the podcast. I was fucking genius.
This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Okay, so that's parade stuff. What's going on this week in the world, guys?
Well, we're coming up on Comic-Con this week. So.
God damn, already? Does that come like every year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It does. It does come every year. So basically, San Diego. Yeah. So it's next week. It starts next week, so a week from today. So they're starting to drop various things to get you all pumped up for various things. So like Black Widow now has an official director on it. Which is some Australian lady who did like a Nazi movie. So
she did a Nazi movie? Like
perfect.
Pro-Nazi movie or
No. Like what's it called? It was called Lore, and it basically was about having to a young woman deals with Leser Silverlings through Germany as the Allied army rolls in. So it is dealing with people that are not directly Nazis. They're just the German people having to deal with this opposing force that is finally overtaking their city from there. So it's an interesting point of view.
Sure, I can see that. There's probably a lot of raping. I can see that.
Probably, yeah. Probably. Yeah. Wait, and
hang on, what else? Do we know anything else about this movie? Like, is it does it have a date or even like a year, or is it just kind of?
I think it's sometimes basically it's the second. It's the movie will be the Marvel's second female focused film after Captain Marvel.
Sure,
but that opens on the 8th, so we don't know anything else on that. Okay.
So according to THR. Ooh. Their report, they're a Hollywood reporter, the Hollywood Reporter. They're indicating that it's going to be a prequel movie set before her actual involvement with the event.
I think that's the best way to go.
Okay. Yeah. Do we know who's going to play her?
Yes.
Scarlett Johansson.
Hey, but I don't know.
Red-haired.
She'll have to be red-haired. Right?
They might fucking change it up again. They're making a million Jokers. They probably man want to make her a million different
Jokers. Seriously.
And they could use Jennifer Lawrence. They already kind of did a Black Widow movie with Jennifer Lawrence.
And we finally have our first image of the Shazam movie.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I saw this.
Where does this exist?
So it's So basically.
It's Chuck drinking a sody.
It's Chuck. Chuck is Shazam.
Where am I clicking here? Where am I clicking to look?
The second one. The second one, right under the Black Widow one.
Oh, image there's no image. Eight. Okay.
Oh, you don't have an image? Mine popped up. But
mine
doesn't
either.
So, basically, it looks fun because the whole concept of Shazam, it is a like a 13-year-old boy who... can, by saying the word Shazam, transform into an adult who has superpowers.
Okay.
So he pretends really hard not to be a kid, but he is still a kid.
So this is going to be more of a kind of comedy, tongue-in-cheek film? Or...
Which is going to be a weird thing for a DC movie.
Most certainly. There's not going to be any darkness to it.
Happy endings are weird.
Happy endings are weird.
Here's another question. Is his mom's name Martha?
Yes.
He's an orphan. So very well could be. No one knows.
But why did we say Martha?
I don't know. But he basically has the powers of 6 heroes. He has the wisdom of Solomon, the strength of Hercules, the stamina of Atlas, the power of Zeus, the courage of Achilles, and the speed of Mercury. So basically he has magical powers. That's why you can beat up Superman.
The speed of the planet Mercury? Because that's pretty fucking fast.
Right, yeah. So that's why he's super good at beating up Superman, because his powers are magical, and Superman's weak to magic powers.
Does he say Jiminy Jillikers a lot?
No. No.
Is he ever gonna beat up Superman? Will they ever have Superman and Shazam in the same movie?
Henry Cavill is reprising his role as Superman in this movie.
Really?
So.
Yeah.
Interesting. What do you think they're gonna do there?
I don't know.
I think he just might be like in the background in one scene or something.
He just flies by.
See ya.
He just like looks at the camera. Hey. But he has this weird CG upper lip where the CG slip out.
Why doesn't he shave that? Sorry, contracts.
Oh, maybe he's just on, like, TV, like, on the news or something. Superman will be on the news or something.
Right. And I don't know who the enemy is going to be because his main enemy is Black Adam, which is...
Oh.
Black Adam, yep. Which was supposed to be played by The Rock. Supposed to be played by The Rock.
No, it reminds me of, who's the guy in Deadpool? Black Kevin or something? Black Doug. What the fuck's his name? I forgot. Black Doug's from Hangover.
The Hangover, yeah. But, it's like Black Doug. Hey, why can't it be Black Doug? Why can't it be White Doug? They should call him Flories.
Black Tom. Black Tom's in Deadpool, too.
Yes. Black Tom Cassidy.
Yes. Okay. So there's a lot of just straight up, we'll just call you what you are.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, I mean, those are the two that I thought that were pretty interesting and fun. I mean, they're going to get, like, they're making another Godzilla movie because because Godzilla's going to eventually fight King Kong and all that stuff because they set that up at the last King Kong movie.
I don't remember.
Quick question. Going back to Shazam, when did that originally come out? Like, is that a 40s thing or is that like...
Yes. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
So that's like original DC Comics, like
right. 19- it's after Superman. Well, it wasn't DC originally, because right. it was another company that
Action up, Comics or
like well ended up buying it because he was called Captain Marvel for a long time, and then Marvel sued to say, "Hey, you can't do that because we are now owning
that's
the
our
rights."
Company,
right? Mm.
Gotcha.
So it makes it a weird, interesting thing. So they can't say the word Marvel, I guess.
Can they say Marvelous?
Hey, we're gonna sue you. That's super Marvelous.
That's Marvelous. Like there's ways around that.
Right. Sure.
We should go.
So it's basically he was designed not only to get the popularity of Superman, but to be the complete idol worship of, like, hey, this is a superhero that's you, kids. He's one of you who reads comic books, and look at the power he has. Don't you want to buy all of our comic books? And they're like, yes, we do. And he actually got way more popular for a good period of time than Superman.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really kind of cool.
So...
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Shoot, I had something I forgot.
Okay.
Well, Hawkeye is joining Jamie Foxx as Detective Twitch Williams in the upcoming Spawn movie. That came out this week.
Hawkeye is going to be in it?
Yeah. But he's going to play Twitch, Adam. That doesn't make sense. Twitch is all skinny.
Alan Alda?
No.
The joke is still not funny.
A MASH reference. Good job, sir.
Hey, he's got one thing. All right, let him do it.
But the thing is, I just don't see Twitch that way. Twitch in the comics, it was
a skinny,
is like super skinny, super kind of smart and kind of guy. And Sam is like the Harvey Bullock kind of Batman guy, where he's like, I'm overweight, and I'm like, I'm like, want to retire. This place sucks.
Cheeseburgers and
shit like that. Yeah, but yeah. Hey,
this is
whatever they do.
You said okay. Jamie Foxx, right?
Jamie Foxx is gonna play Spawn.
Jamie Foxx is that one guy. Right? Let me look up a picture, make sure it's the right him. Jamie Foxx.
He's Django.
Okay, you know what I think Jamie Foxx is like in real life. I think Jamie Foxx is like his character in Horrible Bosses. I think that's actually Jamie Foxx, okay. Not playing anybody except for Jamie Foxx.
Which?
Motherfucker Jones?
Yes.
I don't know if I've seen
Horrible
Bosses. Maybe it's from Baby Driver. He was in that, right?
I'm fucking hungry. You guys hungry?
No.
I'm kind of hungry.
I might have to go get some Taco Bell. Remember, when you need some food and it's late at night, hit up Taco Bell.
I 100% agree.
Are you trying to segue to the new thing that Taco Bell is testing down south?
No, I was simply wanting to see if Taco Bell hears about us and sends us some free tacos and shit. So hook us up, Taco Bell.
In the next 5 minutes.
I lied. It's not down south. It's actually in India. But right now, their new taco that they're testing out is a hash brown taco. So the shell is actually a potato.
I like potatoes.
Did they do this with the chicken shell? Like, it's chicken.
Oh,
they
still got that. The naked chicken chalupa.
They're bringing back nacho fries now, which is good.
Are they good? I can't try them. It seems too
like
different
them.
To me. It seems
it's potato
too
with like nacho like powder stuff on it. It's good.
All right, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, Dave doesn't know what he's talking about. Get out of here.
Oh, okay, bye.
Are they as good as potato Olays? Super potato Olays?
Now we're getting into a place where it's like Taco Bell I would choose over Taco John's 99% of the time, except in the potato Olays arena.
Yeah, you know what we need to do? We need to create a fast food place that has 9 items from all other fast food places that you can get at this one fast place to store. So, like, one of them is like, you know, every now and then I want fucking potato Olays, so I'm going to fucking put potato Olays there.
That would be a great opening in next week's.
Give
us a week to think about our nine items.
We might have to reduce it to like five or something, but that's so hard. But anyways.
There's five of us and we get two each.
Are they ever going to make a... That's true. Are they ever going to make a Hawkeye movie? I like Hawkeye. He's cool.
We don't know where he is.
He's on his farm. He's going to avenge his family. Everybody knows this. So. Hey, speaking of which, Adam, who's your favorite Avenger? From the movie, from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Who's your favorite new kid?
If you say Alan Alda, you're fired.
Who do I like the most? I think it's probably Star-Lord.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. Good job. What about you, Dave, too?
Thor. He's just too funny for me.
Yeah, he's pretty fun. Dave?
God, this
I know, like, it's like, which kid do you like the best, right? What's your favorite kid?
I think I'm going to go probably classic and go with just Iron Man. I think so far he has had the best arc out of everyone. Mm. I think he is like grown up. Shit has happened, terrible things. So I think I'm going to pick Iron Man.
Do you think that Pepper Potts was actually pregnant, but she's just fucking with him, right? Like, she didn't want to tell him for some reason. And then I wonder if she's gone. We don't know if she's gone, do we?
We don't know.
I know, but I told you what would happen. I know. Is that baby alive? We don't know. I know. Is that mom alive? We don't know.
I know. And the reason I ask about your Avengers is because I like Hawkeye. I think he's cool. He's a guy. He runs around. He's got a bow and arrows. It doesn't make any sense, but he's just doing his shit. Don't worry about it.
Hawkeye could be us. Like, if we grew up shooting arrows,
fuck yeah,
practicing our archery skills, any one of us could be Hawkeye.
I do like people that don't have, like, that they made themselves. I think that's why Iron Man's cool too. Like, he made his tech, he just made himself. And Batman. And Black Widow. There's a lot like that.
And Thor made himself?
No. I draw the line on Thor.
Oh, really? Okay. Yes. So, Iron Man got all of his money from his dad.
Yep.
So, sure, he's smart. Mm-hmm. Right, so he still got all his money. He's like, I'm a self-made man. I was like, no, you're not. Your dad gave you a bunch of money. It's like Thor, all he did was like be born, and then his dad goes, hey man, here's a hammer, be a good guy. And he's like, so Thor kind of also, plus we don't know what powers Thor are.
He's not human.
He's just a normal.
He's not human. All right. So Earth is now Asgardius, and I'm the king of Asgardius, so I'm basically your new ruler.
I don't think that's how it works.
That's cool. You know what? Like, when you're really, really, really hungry, you know what's really good? A Crunchwrap Supreme. Go for a Crunchwrap Supreme from Taco Bell.
That's true.
Well,
I agree. I like Crunchwrap Supremes.
Should we talk about Ant-Man 2?
Yeah, Ant-Man the Wasp. Dave, do go ahead and plug your ears, and we'll talk a little bit about it. We'll have fun. You'll be like, oh, no. Yeah, that's good. That works. Hey, do that again. You look kind of fucked up. It's like... No, you gotta take him off completely. Your head looks like super, like
squishy.
Squishy.
It's super squishy.
Okay, so we'll try not to spoil anything, but let's talk a little about Ant-Man and the Wasp. What do you guys think? What was your opinions of it? Did you enjoy it? What did you not like? Tell me.
Adam. It was enjoyable, but it just didn't do it for me.
Ah, interesting. Okay. That sounds like an Adam answer.
I, on the other hand, I liked it. Like, I thought the tertiary characters were really propped the movie up.
Yeah.
It's like, I think the overall plot was pretty like, okay, this thing happened, you know, okay, the bad guy's not really a bad guy. It's all the bad guy just wants this thing. And as the further they go along their arc, the more desperate they are. Mm-hmm. So they're gonna take more and more chances to do this bad thing. I thought all that the side characters.
Yep, very good.
I think the novelty kind of wore off of Ant-Man in the after the first movie. He was comical. He had good quib, like good lines, and in this one it was transferred to everybody else.
Yeah, I can see that. You're entitled to your wrong opinion, but this is a good movie. It was super fun. I will say that in the universe, like, every movie has a certain amount of, like, what I call bullshit moments. You know, like, oh, that's bullshit. That's not going to happen. But if the universe is set up properly, those bullshit moments go away mostly. And it's kind of like, okay, in this universe, that is not a bullshit moment. This makes sense. But this one even stretched that a little bit. You know? It's like, yes, I understand you can shrink things. Yes, I understand you can make things bigger. But we're kind of getting, like, off the deep end here. But it was still super fun. And I had a really good, enjoyable time with this movie. I thought it was really fun.
Right. Yeah, there's the thing where it's like a... how does, you know, like, if you take the space in between, like, the molecules and shrink that down, yeah, doesn't that stuff still weigh the same amount?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's things like that, too, but...
Right, which is fine. I'm like, whatever. Yeah. They just threw that away.
I don't think that they, as Amy pointed out, I don't think that they significantly answered where he was during the whole fucking Thanos thing. I mean, we can make our own, like it's fucking Ant-Man, don't worry about it kind of a thing, but I don't think they significantly determined where he was kind of a thing, you know?
I kind of think his in... Okay, because I thought about this a little bit, too. What was his in Civil War?
He was, like, invited.
Yeah, he was invited by who? Hawkeye went and got him.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, Hawkeye went and, boom, hit the van. He goes, oh, wakes up. He's like, oh, hey you're Captain America. Yeah, and you. I like you, too. Right, but Hawkeye went and got him. So his connection, his tertiary connection was him to Hawkeye to the Avengers.
Sure, but I mean, he knows there's shit going down, like in New York and stuff, and that's probably just New York, because he might not know what's going on in Wakanda.
Right. I doubt he knows Wakanda exists, because I don't think he's the kind of guy who's watching that kind of news.
Well, he has to know, because it says, I mean, Wakanda, when they, after Black Panther, they reveal themselves, Wakanda exists, but he probably doesn't know where it is. I'll definitely give you that.
Right.
True. So, are you saying that what's his name is gonna go get Ant-Man?
Hawkeye?
What's his name? Yeah, not Hawkeye. The other dude.
What other dude?
The flying dude. Falcon. There you go. Oh, Shazam.
Falcon.
Did Falcon get blinked out of existence?
I don't remember who's got
it. I don't know.
But we will be able to rewatch it on
August 18th.
August 14th. Yeah.
14th.
Yeah. The only reason I know that is because my brother-in-law hasn't seen it, and then he went and saw Ant-Man and the Wasp, and he's like, I don't really understand the ending a lot, but I was like, well, yeah, you haven't seen fucking... He's like, but I can kind of figure it out. But yeah, that movie comes out the 14th. That's cool. What's a movie I'll probably purchase? I don't buy movies very often anymore, right, but that's probably a good one. That's a good movie.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty fun. It was just, you know, good characters, light, nothing too heavy. It's like, Infinity War was heavy. It's like, it's like when you go to a fancy restaurant and you eat a salad at the end of the meal. Yeah, that's right, Adam. I got you. I hit you up with a fancy restaurant thing.
Okay. Speaking of movies, are we seeing Skyscraper, the summer box office blowout tomorrow? I think it's tomorrow, isn't it?
Pass?
I don't know, man.
Skyscraper already come out?
I think it's tomorrow.
It's this week.
Yeah.
Oh. For some reason, I felt like it already
you
came
don't
out.
Understand.
I think it was like the worldwide release was last week.
Oh, okay.
You
know how they like,
man,
to use, sure, the North America's last no?
He is a security consultant, and he's bringing his family there for no reason other than the fact that they want to see this. And then something's going to go down, and it's going to be rocklicious.
Right. I know, but remember, because he's a rock, and no big person, no guy like that would ever get that big being just a standard security consultant. He is also, like, a former, like, Navy SEAL who got his leg blown out and shit like that.
That's what Amy said. It's like, well, you can't just have the Rock fighting people. The Rock's going to win, so let's make Rock with one leg.
Right.
Keep like maiming him until he's a fair fight.
You gotta test his acting chops.
Yeah. Right, because what the Honest trailer came out this week for Rampage, and they were like, man, this guy is prolific. It's like our Honest trailer for his last movie is coming out just a week before his next movie.
He's doing a shitload of stuff, that's true.
Right, and like in the movie they're like, yeah, he just plays your, the one line I thought was super funny is like, he plays your average, everyday primatologist slash poacher hunter slash ex special forces slash former helicopter pilot.
Yeah.
I thought that was really funny.
Yeah.
He's got to get it done before he's president.
That's true. Before he gets elected, he was on what's it night the other night? Fucking
Ellen?
No, the night show that I watch. Colbert. He was on Colbert the other night, and he was talking about that. So it was interesting. Yeah. I was gonna say something. Oh, I think this movie looks terrible. And I think it looks dumb, and I want to see it. In fact, if I look up Rotten Tomatoes, the tomato meter is 51%. The want to see it is 94%. That's exactly where I fucking fall. I think it's going to be terrible, and I still want to see it.
It's The Rock. It's just what he does.
And it's a summer dumb, stupid action movie. That's what you expect right in the summer. I want to go back to those days where I just sit there and eat my free pop bucket of popcorn and go, The Rock just jumped 40 feet.
I don't know who I want to see the giant shark movie, because that's exactly what I expect out of a movie.
Yeah,
is a giant shark.
I know.
That might be a cinema grill type of movie.
Ooh, a cinema grill, delicious.
I hate that place. Fucking hate that place.
Why do you hate it so much?
I hate it because of the seating. I'm not comfortable sitting there. Okay, I'm never comfortable. And that's the only reason.
That's
because everyone is talking constantly during the movie, because they feel if they're eating food, they should also talk during a movie.
Right.
But that's the only reason. As you know, this podcast is brought to you by Chalupas. When you're looking for good food, eat some Chalupas. But Cinema Grill has not given us any money, so fuck Cinema Grill.
Like, they could. They could just give you free movies. Their movies are like $2.
I know.
Here you go. Here's a bunch of free tickets. I don't care. It's $2.
That's what the most fucked up thing was. We went to that Tuesday, and it was like, what was it? Was it $2 or $3 or something like that?
$2.
Yeah,
it was $2. And I did not have any cash on me. I expected it to be like $9. And I'm like, here's my card. And he's like, we generally like it to be at least $5. And I was like, okay. But he didn't tell me how much it was. So I was like, what do you say? Just go ahead and run it for whatever the price is. That's over $5. He's like, it's only $2.
Right.
What the fuck kind of movie have I had? It's $2 on a Tuesday night?
Yeah.
That's why there were so many people there with kids at 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, speaking of kids, that's something we got to address, because today the twins had their 15-month checkup appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. It was at like 1 o'clock. So we drive downtown. We go to the place, and the doctor's like, there's no doctor here today. You didn't get the message? And she's like, oh, no, I didn't think about that. Damn, I thought anyways, there's a screw-up. The doctor didn't show up. But about 5 days ago, what she had told me is, hey, Chris, after we do that, it'll be like 2:30. We should go down, and we should go to the Build-A-Bear, because Build-A-Bears only pay your age. And I thought to myself, wow, that's really cheap. But for some reason, my synapses did not fire one step further that everyone else would think it's super cheap. We did not go, thankfully, because when I got home, I was like, holy shit. They had to shut, the cops told them to shut their entire franchise down everywhere in the U.S. because it was getting ridiculous.
Seriously?
It was like within an hour of them being open, they had to close the doors.
There was a six-hour wait.
Yeah, they had to count out how many people that they could probably get through. That was the cutoff, and then everybody else got a voucher.
Yeah,
that was in line.
The voucher is just for $15 off, too. It's not a good voucher. But still, the cops were like, please shut your business down, because it's going to be a madhouse. It reminded me a lot of Black Friday, for the fucking Walmart at Black Friday. Like, people can get hurt very quickly. Because it seemed like
it was bad.
I thought it was a genius idea on their end, because they sell these stupid bears or animals or whatever for $4, whatever your age is, but then they don't discount like all the extra stuff you buy. Like, Mom, I want that coat. That coat's $19. My bear now wants that candy cane. That candy cane's $8. So it's a really good idea for them.
I think for this day they had that included in the discount.
The first outfit you get with it, but any other accessories you want to buy,
any other,
which if you've ever been there, they push those like crazy. but anyways, I thought it was cool. I also thought it was cool that everybody in the world decided that was a good deal.
Right.
What I find funny is, like, as per anything, it's all like, oh man, if you get turned away, people are going to be mad. But it happens. It happens with absolutely anything. But to think that they're the only people to think this way, to go, like, you know, like, oh man, I had to drive like 100 miles to do this. The thing is, in your head, if you're driving 100 miles to do this, think of the other 99 miles along the way that are having people, probably more than you, going to this place and thinking, hey, if I didn't get there super early, it's probably a bad idea. So getting pissed off over it kind of is kind of dumb to me.
I completely understand. I also understand why people would be upset if they drove that far, but you're right. They need to take one more step.
I mean, people were lining up at 5 a.m.
Yes, at the Mall, like, of America. Yep.
Black Friday, like,
holy shit.
Did you see the pictures?
Crazy. No, I just, that's really early.
The first level one was wrapping around the rotunda, then wound its way through Nickelodeon Universe, and then wound itself the rotunda on the other
side.
See
that picture?
Seriously.
Look at that picture, dude. That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
But you can see also that's
the other just the one on the first floor, because they have another one on the third floor.
Yep.
That's what?
And the sucky part is, you know, you brought your kids because you wanted them to be involved in it, but kids can't sit that long.
No. They cannot.
Like, if it was me waiting in line, and I'm like, okay, it's a 2-hour wait, and I'm like, I fucking waited this long and do other things. I got my phone, I got other shit, I'm fine. But kids, it's all like, oh, cool, 8 minutes has gone by. I'm freaking out about being in a place for 8 minutes.
When is it our turn?
And I did think, and one lady they talked to is like, you know, this is a long line, and my time is valuable, but this is a fun shared experience that I'm going for, which that I understand. It's kind of like camping out for a PlayStation 3 or something. If you're there with your friends and it's a fun experience, that makes sense. But yeah, that was kind of a clusterfuck, apparently.
Huh. Yeah. That's crazy.
Pretty cool. What about your for our bonus club members? Oh, so you have to be a club member anyway.
Yeah.
So I can't just go and get one.
No. Anyways, I thought it was pretty neat. Alright.
That's cool. But yeah, I thought that was crazy that it went so hard. What was I thinking about today? I was kind of thinking about, like, what do you think are some of the basically, it's Ben Burtt, which was the sound designer on Star Wars, Empire, stuff like that. Basically, he did all the sound effects that, like, you know, it was his birthday today, and it's like, it defined our youth. What sound effects, like, you know, are the most iconic sound effects to you? Like, what, you know, to you personally?
Sound effects?
Yeah, like, what sound you hear and you're just like, instantly, you're like, oh, that's an instantaneously perfect sound. You know exactly what it is. And it every single time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The doors opening and closing on Star Trek.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That was not even on my list at all.
Yeah. Mine's a lightsaber.
Right.
The fun one is the Wilhelm scream, but that's not really a sound effect. I'd have to think about it for a bit.
Oh, feel free.
I'm gonna give the Ryan answer here, and I have two. I think the motion tracker in Aliens.
I really
like that, and I also like the Predator.
That's good.
Yep, those two to me are like quintessential.
You know, what's another good one for me is the fucking the Red October ping, single ping only.
Oh, single ping only. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's a good one for me.
Damn, you guys got too many good ones. I can't think of a single one.
Well, just think of, like, a movie you're watching or a sound that you hear. The phasers on the Enterprise are the same way for me. You know, they...
Right.
The Next Generation, obviously.
Yep.
How about just the sound of the T-Rex in Jurassic Park?
Like, okay. The scream?
Yeah. I mean, that's an iconic sound that they've carried throughout all the films.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so
Okay.
I don't know. For some reason, I was just thinking about that when I was reading Reddit earlier, and they're like, or the Indiana Jones whip.
I think that the TIE fighter sound too. That when they you know, the sound it makes as it comes in and goes out. That's a big one for me. I can't remember how it goes. I can't mimic it. I mean, I can't mimic it.
I can't mimic it.
You know what I mean? TIE fighter sound. Let's look it up.
The laughing dog in Duck Hunt.
Oh fuck! That's it right there. Hell yeah! That is my sound. That's it. That's the TIE fighter sound that when I hear it, I'm like, that's a fucking TIE fighter.
Yeah, that is awesome. That is awesome. Well,
guess what Adam, what Ryan would say?
I have three things. What would Ryan say?
I really don't like sounds.
He would say something like the sound of a modem connecting to the inner webs.
Like an old modem.
Like old school modem.
Yeah, probably. You're right. Yeah.
Or something like the printer, old school printers that would...
It's not really a movie sound, but it is definitely a sound. You're right.
What the music that's played in Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Sure, yeah. That's a good one. My last one I have, it's not really a sound, it's more like a taste. That's the taste of a cheesy gordita crunch from Taco Bell right in my mouth. Nice sound. They just taste good.
Hey, they got these new steak. They got this new steak nachos, like triple the steak now.
Good. Triple the steak, half the nachos.
Right, it's like one chip, all just steak on it. That'd be cool too. Yeah.
That's
all
fine by me.
So we're going to get on to the World Cup.
Oh, yeah, ooh, let's talk about it. Woo! Ooh. Dude, we had two games this past week.
Two games past week.
Too bad Ryan's missing this one.
Let me throw this one at you.
He doesn't even
What's the difference between England and Viagra? Viagra can get you past the semis.
You're terrible.
It's okay.
It's terrible.
It's okay. It's okay.
Workshop that one, please.
It's fine. It's just, yeah. So the first game was France versus
Belgium.
The French utterly dominated the game until about the last.
They did not.
15 minutes. Yes, they did. They utterly dominated. France looked unstoppable. Belgium has like, we have fries, and like French fries. Like, yes, but we call them French fries. We win.
Waffles. Hello.
Waffles. I like the fact that Belgium held the ball so much, but they just couldn't turn it into anything.
There were so many shots on goal. It was just like peppers.
Wait, of shots. For Belgium?
Yeah, right at the end.
There was three the entire match.
Yeah.
They took nine shots, but none of them were on goal. They kept missing because they suck. I mean, I'm just looking at the actual physical stats.
Why do you hate Belgium so much?
I love Belgium. They are my second favorite French-speaking country. But
I thought that was New Guinea.
No.
I like Algeria.
They're my third favorite French-speaking country. but, yeah, no, they just were outclassed. I'm sorry. Belgium, good luck. Better luck next year. So that game was a certain. We all knew who was going to win that game. So, but let's talk about the other game, the interesting one, England versus Croatia.
Yeah, it was England's to have, and
right,
they screwed it up.
I don't know. Did they? Croatia just seemed to play outclass them the last like 20 minutes of the game. They were pouring it on, and eventually something got through.
They couldn't change. England couldn't stop the momentum that Croatia had. I'd say for like that final 15 minutes of regulation, and then that just carried over and just into the overtime.
Momentum is everything.
Yeah.
And then
they were dropping like flies with injury. I mean, England's goaltender Poggers. I mean, he was pretty good. He was making some good saves, some good stops. But there was he had no chance on that last header.
No, right. No, not at all. And, you know, England missed a few good chances, but I think they played really well. It's just they got to this point where it seemed like they weren't trying to win. They were trying to draw and win in penalty kicks, where Croatia's like, fuck that. We're just going to win.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Exciting. There is a video which is from a Croatian firefighter, a fire thing. Did you watch it, Adam?
I did.
Basically, they're in penalties. They're in PKs. Going. The guy's going to go put him ahead to win. The fire alarm goes up, so they all go running away, and they miss the penalty kick that won it for Croatia. So you've been sitting there just watching it, just like the whole time for, you know, 90 plus minutes, and you have to leave before you get to see this thing that is so important to your country.
What surprised me was that a country like England, which is two things actually, they're like, when you think of soccer, one of the countries you think of is England. And they've only been to two World Cup finals. That's not a lot. And I understand it's every 4 years, and there's a lot of countries. Mm-hmm. That just shows how hard it is, you know? Like, it's hard to get there. Right. So France being awesome is awesome.
Well, Croatia's never been there.
Right. Well, right, yes. They're also, let's be honest, there was no Croatia for a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The last time England was in a World Cup final, Croatia didn't exist.
Right. They're okay, for all our Croatian fans out there, Croatia is an ancient country with many deep roots and a historic history, but from that time they've been like absorbed by the Byzantine Empire and then let go, and absorbed by the Ottoman Empire and let go, and then smashed together with Serbia and shit. So shit like that has happened. But as an independent country, it's only been like 20 years or something, so I still love Croatia. I love their flag. It's one of my favorite flags.
Yeah.
It is pretty good.
Their historic 91. Flag. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Decision on independence, 1991.
Yeah, that's not that long ago. I mean, especially World Cup-wise. Like, that's, what, 5 World Cups, maybe? Something like that? 6?
Right. They're like first settlement, 6th century. Absorbed into the duchy.
Yep.
7th century into a kingdom in 925. Taken over by Hungary in 1102. Habsburg Monarchy, and you keep going up.
It does. Like, it's forever. True. If you ever want to like relive this, you can play Paradox Interactive's game, Crusader Kings 2. This podcast brought to you by Paradox Interactive.
We got to get something free. Come on. So I have a list of all the FIFA fines that have been given out.
Seriously?
Ooh.
They're so fucking corrupt.
Right. Well, the first one, it kind of makes sense. Basically, Russia was fined $10,100 because Russian fans unfurled a neo-Nazi banner during the 3-0 loss to Uruguay. So I was like, okay. Right,
I'm kind of okay with that one, right. Quite frankly.
Okay. England was fined $70,700 when 3 English soccer players wore unapproved Trussex ankle socks over a portion of their official Nike branded kits.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh my god. So dumb.
Right? Croatia was fined $70,000 for drinking non-authorized beverage products. Read, non-officially branded Coca-Cola produced drinks during the round of 16 versus Denmark.
Oh my god. In Croatia, $70,000 could buy you 17 right. hotels. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
that's,
I know.
That's crazy.
So I think that's it's pretty pretty funny that's like that's so particular. Yes.
It's kind of sad because it just shows you where that actually is kind of a cautionary tale of where bureaucracy can go.
Right.
Like, yeah. You got to be careful. That shit.
Right. Basically, they gave the Croatian a goalkeeper a formal warning for wearing a t-shirt under his kit, also in the same game, but it was commemorating a former teammate who died in 2008. They gave him a warning. Hey, you can't do that. You can't, because it's a display of a personal message.
Oh, that's
so this, seriously? Yeah, so shit, like, they are...
Wow.
Like, the hate thing, cool. You do something stupid, but I think It's a beverage, $70,000. Fucking unfurling a giant hate speech thing, $10,000.
Yeah, that's dumb. I wonder if it has something to do with how much money they get for like sponsorships and if they sponsors have to give some back
it's
or something.
Absolutely got to be something like that.
Regardless, it's dumb. Yeah, this is really fucking funny, this firefighter thing. Because they're all just chilling watching it. Then they all got to leave, except for one guy who's like, fuck it, I'm staying.
He's like, I'm the cook. I think
that was funny.
I'll make him a great meal when they get back.
Excellent. All right. Anything else going on this week?
Yeah, it's like up until next week when Comic-Con comes out, I don't have a ton of stuff.
Okay.
Everyone's kind of holding their stuff in.
Adam, you want to tell us a little bit about fucking Undeath or whatever you've been playing?
Unturned?
Yeah.
I only got a couple hours in. But
sure, but what is it first?
Let's call it a open sandbox Minecraft / zombie game, survival game.
So like Seven Days to Die kind of?
Kind of, but in the same boxy Minecraft way.
Oh, so the graphics are a little more like Minecrafty.
Yeah, and it's just recently come out of beta, so it's apparently all the bugs are gone. I don't know.
That's funny.
I don't know. It's good. It's interesting because I don't know how to craft anything yet.
Well, sure.
And you start with nothing. So there's like no clothing. I think it's like you get clothing and that's it. Like you got to go raid a building or find your axe or whatever. Like you can punch things, but the rest is building. So
I mean, yeah, that's Minecraft too. If you think about it, remember you didn't start with anything. You just got to start building shit. Okay, so Minecraft is I would consider a building game with a small survival like component added on. Is this the same, or is the survival like a bigger component to it? Or especially the fighting. Like fighting in Minecraft is pretty simple, right?
It is. This is a pretty simple. But I've only played it on easy because I'm trying to figure out the crafting.
You little bitch.
So
can't believe you admitted that.
I know.
But also, can't you get guns in this too?
You can get guns. But they do draw zombies quicker.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. That's what I liked about 7 Days to Die was, you know, if you use something loud, shit came. Which was kind of cool.
Right. Yeah, you have to sneak up on zombies to kill them, or else they pretty much get a free attack on you. So,
Can I join your server?
I don't have a server yet.
Can I join your game?
I don't know.
I bet you could.
I've been trying to figure that out.
Well, you're right. They might have like private servers, but I doubt it. I mean, well, maybe they do. Who knows? Yeah, because we had to get our own server for Minecraft. That's right. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. Well, maybe I'll look at it someday when I'm out of games or if I'm just bored. Because sometimes I'm in a building mood, honestly. That's why I still play Minecraft occasionally. I'm like, I feel like building something.
This one's pretty cool because I think like a 13 or 14, maybe 17-year-old kid actually developed it. And brought it from 13, zero 14, to
15, 17 year old.
I don't know.
Was there a gaggle of them?
from what I seem to have read, is that he brought it from like concept to like he did all the work himself to start with. I think he was like 14, but
I was only 16 at the time of the first release, which is in 2014. And now that it's officially out, so he would be, you know, 20.
Does it generate terrain like Minecraft did, where it doesn't actually exist until you go there? Do you have any idea, or is it just there's a world that you run around in?
It's a small map.
Oh, and it's the same map?
No, there's like a dozen different maps you can play on.
Oh, so that doesn't actually generate the world. The world's just one of several different maps.
Right.
Correct.
But it says it allows players to create custom maps, cosmetics, and mods, the in-game editor and stuff like that.
Sure.
But then you can also publish the maps. Right. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's probably countless things, but one of the cool like concepts of Minecraft was that shit didn't exist until you went there. It's a dumb thing, but it made me want to explore more. Like, I'm going to see how far this river goes, because right. as I go, it's actually being created. That's kind of cool. This looks interesting, though. Well, I might give it a shot sometime.
I downloaded it, Adam.
I'm just waiting for the raft to get out of fucking beta so I can buy all you a copy and we can fucking play the raft.
That idea is good because it keeps everyone together.
It really does, and I think it'll be kind of fun, at least for a couple nights. Right. But yeah. And
then, we fell off the raft. Oh,
and
no,
you know the rule, right? You know the rule. Don't divide the party. So...
Dude, no, never mind. All right, so let's be done. Let's be done with this thing. Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Oh, thanks, Chris. You can check us out at Facebook at GeekSyncStore, or we've got our own website now, GeekSyncStore.xyz.
Yeah.
Or give us an email at GeekSyncStoreFTW. That's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
Woo! Good job. Ooh, if you're interested in Patreon. Yeah, if you're interested in D&D stuff, modules, we print modules out on our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/GeeksDeckStore. Appreciate it. Dave, if somebody's hungry, where can they get some food tonight?
Man, at the only place I want to go right now, at Taco Bell.
All right, we'll leave it there. Have a good week, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
Later.
Ooh, that chalupa's tasting mighty fine right about now.